When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, man. It is Fly Jam Friday. Dan has become DJ Shagru with the outfit and the shoes with the goldfish in the heels. Esmeralda is still spinning on her head like a lunatic because she's Esmeralda the Heartmelda, drilling more holes with her head into the floor of the hut. Vic, I don't even know where he is. He's jumping around like a lunatic.
He's verifying things.
He's verifying things, viggity-viggity-like. And then I am WikiWikiNicky, and we would like to hear your Fly Jam requests, 312-981-7200 for your requests right now. What are we going to do here, Dan? Should we break?
Let's squeeze in Julie. She's been hanging on for a
while. Oh, Julie's been hanging on. Let's get Julie in here. Hi, Julie.
Good morning, Nick D. Show.
Good morning.
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, if you don't know me by now.
All right. What good is a love affair when we can't see eye to eye? Oh, if you don't. Great choice there, Julie. Have a good day.
Have a great day.
All right, see you later. There you go. Yeah, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. That's a classic Fly Jam. By the way, and I got to say, a very decent cover version of that by Simply Red. Simply Red did a very, very, very good cover version of that song with Mick Hucknall and his crazy red curly hair. So, all right, the news is coming up next and more Fly Jam Friday. Yeah. If you're an OG Mac or a wannabe player, I went classic 90s old school, man. Montel Jordan, and that is a fly jam. Esmeralda and I were I made a reference to that song yesterday or 2 days ago. I don't remember what hell day it was. One of the days that we were on the air this week, I said this is how we do it, and then we made a Montel reference. So I thought Montel Jordan. Although it would be pretty cool to see Montel Williams attempt that song, don't you think?
Yeah, he's singing it from like a money mutual bank. And
this is how we do it. Go to the ATM. All right. It's Fly Jams Friday, everybody. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. If you have a Fly Jam request, 312-981-7200. DJ Shagru is ready to play it. We've got some requests here. And this one in particular we wanted to get to. Amanda in Michigan. Hello, Amanda in Michigan. Amanda in Michigan said, I'd like to request one of my dad's favorite songs and dedicate it to him. He's celebrating a big birthday this weekend. So happy birthday, Amanda's dad, and here is the Fly Jam request. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May. I guess you say, what can make me feel this way? Maggie, talking Yeah. All right, Amanda, your dad's got good taste in music, and happy birthday, Amanda's dad. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join in and get your Fly Jam request in. All right, let's see. Here is Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick. Long time no speak.
Yeah.
Hey, I think I like Mike's Irma Thomas version of Time Is On My Side the best.
It's a good version.
That was the best one.
Yeah, it was real good.
Tonight I got to play Chuck Berry.
Yeah, gotta.
He was a member of the first class of inductees of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame,
and justifiably so.
Absolutely, no one deserved it more.
Yep.
And you have to give him credit for making it to 2017 and 90, since he managed to not die in the year where everybody else dropped dead.
Yeah.
All of his music was great, but I was actually. I bet your dad knows his stuff better than me, at least heard it originally. But I was actually exposed to the cover versions like the Beatles and Dave Clark 5. And so instead of playing a cover version, I went and played original. So this is my favorite original by him. Here's You Never Can Tell.
Tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, said the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped-up chitney, was a cherry red 53, and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary.
Yeah.
It was there where Pierre was waiting to the
Now, Bob, I would say that the majority of people who were listening to that were picturing John Travolta and Uma Thurman dancing.
I would suspect you're right. He wrote that song when he was in Club Fed back in 62 for transporting a 14-year-old girl across state line. Of course, Jerry Lee Lewis married a 13-year-old cousin.
Who was his cousin,
in jail.
Yeah, exactly. All right, okay.
Hey, you know, that's a candidate for misheard lyrics in the last verse. He sings, and now the young Monsieur and Madame have rung the chapel bell. And it sounds an awful lot like he's singing, have gone to Taco Bell.
So ahead of his time.
All right. You have that?
And now the young Monsieur and Madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, c'est the old.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, Taco Bell. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's getting an enchilada. That would be my guess.
For a chihuahua.
Chihuahua. Exactly. All right, Bob. Thanks, man.
Okay.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
He invented Taco Bell before Taco Bell existed.
He is such an innovator. He invented rock and roll and Taco Bell. Chuck Berry, God bless him, man. Lived to be 90. Great life and a legend. One of my favorite stories ever. My friend Mike went to go see Chuck Berry. Mm-hmm. And I saw him, you know, a long time ago at like a Chicago Fest or something. It was a fest. But his story is the best. My favorite story is Mike. He saw him at Cubby Bear in 1990. And Chuck Berry had this habit of he always wanted to be paid in cash. Always. If the club owner didn't have an envelope full of cash for him, he'd leave. Mm-hmm. You know, so he always wanted to be paid in cash. He never spoke to the backup band. They never rehearsed. They would just have to know his stuff. And if you don't know Chuck Berry's stuff, then you shouldn't be in a backup band.
Right.
But this is you know, was his MO. So Mike tells his story. My friend Mike tells his story. He's at the Cubby Bear. All of a sudden, a Cadillac pulls up right in front of the Cubby Bear. He gets out. Chuck Berry gets out with his guitar, walks through the front door of the Cubby Bear, goes on stage, doesn't say a word to the band, plugs the guitar in, starts the show, plays 90 minutes, unplugs his guitar, walks to the side of the stage, grabs an envelope from the owner, mm-hmm. walks out into the cab, drives away. That was the whole show. And Mike said the show was amazing. He said it was absolutely potential. He walked in, boom, plugged in, didn't say anything to the band, played 90 minutes, took his money, got the hell out, back in his caddy, gone.
He's efficient.
He's Chuck Berry, man. All right. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Nick?
Good, man.
Good morning to you and the gang.
Yeah.
I've got a song that was, you guys were doing the originals of cover versions. I got the original version of Peace of My Heart recorded by Aretha Franklin's sister, Irma.
Irma, yeah.
And written by a guy by the name of Burt Burns. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He's a songwriter and producer. Had a long history with Atlantic Records. Had his own record label. And he had a heart condition. And he died while this song was rising on the chart. He had rheumatism as a kid.
Oh.
And he had a heart condition. Most of his songs, some of his best songs, had to deal with hearts.
Yeah.
So peace of my heart.
All right, here we go. Yeah. I've never heard that version, Mike.
Oh, yeah. It was a hit on black radio stations.
Yeah.
Back in 67, yeah.
Does everybody in the Franklin family have a great voice? What the hell is going
on? I guess so.
What?
Yeah, the father was a nationally famous preacher, I should say.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah. So,
that's great. And, the irony of the guy dying with a heart condition, that's crazy.
All right, Nick.
Okay,
guys,
buddy.
Have a good weekend.
All right, have a good weekend.
Care.
Okay. Can we sneak Michelle in real quick? Let's sneak Michelle in before we go to the Blackhawks Express. We don't want her to wait all morning. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good. Let's get a little smooth and adulterous with some Billy Paul, Me and Mrs. Jones.
That's my favorite song ever, Michelle.
Oh, the best.
Yeah.
Holding hands, making all kinds of plans. While the jukebox plays a favorite song, me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know it's wrong.
Yeah.
But it's much too strong.
Oh, boy.
That's some classy sidewind in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Making adultery real sexy.
Yeah, making it almost legit.
Yeah.
But if it's legit, then it's not fun.
That's right. All right, Michelle, thank you.
See ya.
All right, take care. There's Michelle. Billy Paul, man. Any excuse to play Me and Mrs. Jones is fine with me. I seriously think that's the best song of the 70s. The entire 70s decade, there isn't a better song than that. Maybe some Sabbath songs come close, but that's about it.
Oh, wow. Quite a list.
We got to take a break. We got weather, we got traffic, and after the break, when we come back, we've got a Blackhawks Express. Again, a pretty crazy game. And then we'll wrap up Fly Jams Friday.
There's a dance. I've told you this.
There's a what?
There's a creep dance.
Well, not the one from the SNL.
No. From the video. I only know this.
Is it
because
the one that they're? I mean, they're all. They're
no,
do-
it's the one where they go cross. They cross their legs over and then they kick out.
Yeah. Oh, that's the creep.
Yes.
Okay.
And I only know this because, and it's probably rolling around somewhere in my parents' house. I have a VHS tape of the Grind workout. And they do it on there, and Eric Neese actually says that he learned it from TLC.
He learned it from TLC.
And it's from that video, and then they play the song, and then you do it.
Yeah, that was I did two classic 90, my requests this week were two, I think you didn't hear the first
no,
one.
No, I heard it.
Yeah,
I could hear it.
This is how we do it.
Very nice.
So, but I love Creep, it's my favorite TLC song.
So I know how to do the Creep.
Okay, cool.
Eric Neese showed me.
Do you, when you do it, do you wear silk pajamas?
They disappear.
They just
yeah.
All right. Now, we've been getting some requests, right? DJ Shagru, what do we got requests for here?
Yes, Chuck Berry's one and only number one hit.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Silver bells hanging on a string. She said it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling. Everybody singing. I want to play with my ding-a-ling. forgot to tell you, it's a little jerk.
Yeah.
Now, can we somehow grab him for out of context?
Yeah.
Next week, Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry, out of context. I want everybody to just think about this for a second. That was his only number one song. What you just heard was Chuck Berry's only number one song. Chuck friggin' Berry. The man created rock and roll, and that novelty song with the sexual innuendo was his only number one hit. Just let that sink in this morning. That's how we're going to close out Fly Jam Friday. Esmeralda, have a great weekend.
You too.
And I'll tell you how train spotting is on Monday. I'm so excited.
All right. Excited for you.
I'm sure you are. All right, have a good weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Everybody, stay tuned. Opening bells next.